ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 22। कृष्णा स्टील्स द गोपीज गारमेंट्स। टेक्स्ट 29। अथ गोपे परिव्रतो भगवान देवकी सुतः वृंदावनाद गतो दूरम चारयन गा सह ग्रजः। अथ गोपेः परिवृतो भगवान देवकी सुतः वृंदावनाद गतो दूरम चारयन गा सह ग्रजः। अथ गोपेः परिवृतो भगवान देवकी सुतः वृंदावनाद गतो दूरम चारयन गा सह ग्रजः। अतः सम टाइम लेटर कोपहे बाय द कावर्ड बॉयज परिवृतः सराउंडेड भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड देवकी सुतः द सन ऑफ देवकी वृंदावनात फ्रॉम वृंदावन गतः ही वेंट दूरम ए डिस्टेंस चारयन grazing ga the cows saha grajah together with his brother Balram. Translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sometime later Lord Krishna the son of Devaki surrounded by his cowherd friends and accompanied by his elder brother Balram went a good distance away from Vrindavan herding the cows. Purport. Having described how Lord Krishna stole the garments of the young gopis, Shukdev Goswami now begins introducing the description of Lord Krishna's blessings upon the wives of the some ritualistic brahmanas. I've been told to read up to 32. 30. When the sun's heat became intense, Lord Krishna saw that the trees were acting as umbrellas by shading him. And thus he spoke as follows to his boyfriends. हे स्तोक कृष्ण हे अंशो श्री दामन सुबलार्जुन विशाल वृषभौजस्विन देव प्रस्थवत रूप पश्येते तान महाभागान परार्थे कांत जीवितान वात वर्षात पहिमान सहंतो वारियंती नः. लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेड ओस्तो कृष्णा एंड अमशु ओ श्रीधामा सुबल एंड अर्जुना ओ वृषभ ओजस्वी देवप्रष्ठा एंड वरुत्थपा जस्ट सी दीज ग्रेटली फॉर्चुनेट ट्रीज हूज लाइव्स आर कंप्लीटली डेडिकेटेड टू द बेनिफिट ऑफ अदर्स. इवन वाइल टॉलरेटिंग द विंड रेन हीट एंड स्नो दे प्रोटेक्ट अस फ्रॉम दीज एलिमेंट्स. परपोर्ट लॉर्ड कृष्णा वॉज प्रिपेयरिंग टू बेस्टो हिज मर्सी ऑन हिज वाइव्स ऑन द वाइव्स ऑफ द हार्ड हार्टेड रिचुअलिस्टिक ब्राह्मणस एंड इन दीज वर्सेस द लॉर्ड इंडिकेट्स दैट इवन ट्रीज हु आर डेडिकेटेड टू द वेलफेयर ऑफ अदर्स आर सुपीरियर टू ब्राह्मणस हु आर नॉट. सर्टेनली द मेंबर्स ऑफ द कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट शुड सोबरली स्टडी दिस पॉइंट. ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवास लाइक टू बिगिन अटेम्प्ट टू ग्लोरीफाई श्रीमद् भागवतम लॉर्ड एंड हिज डिवोटीज. सो हियर द कॉन्टेक्स्ट इज दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज now taking Shukdev Goswami is now going to go towards description of Lord Krishna giving blessings to the wives of ritualistic brahmanas. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada disciples are saying in the purport, and Krishna starts with the description of glorifying trees, that how selfless trees are, because he is going to compare ritualistic brahmanas, their ritualistic activities, And the gopis sacrifice, gopis selfless service for the Lord, and even Brahmana's wife selfless service for the Lord. So Krishna begins very interestingly in Bhagavatam by bringing trees into picture. And this is very nice learning lesson actually, which we can see from the trees, that trees gives everything for others. Their fruits, their roots, their barks, their leaves, everything is for others. And not a single thing they use it for themselves. Not a single thing they use it for their other trees, other fellow trees, friends, relatives, their own children. None of the tree's children eat their parents' fruits, you know. So everything is for others. That's why Krishna is bringing their example, you know, into picture. And that's why it said, paropkaraya phalanti vriksha. That the existence of vriksha, the tree is for others. And who are the trees? Trees are one of the lowest kind of living entity, we can say, like, you know, among 84 lakh species of life, the consciousness level is very low. It's, the covering is very thick over there. That's why they can't even move, they're just standing at one place. But still, the amazing quality which Krishna is exhibiting through them, or nature is exhibiting through them, is that how selfless they are. So actually it gives the message, and the message is very powerful, that the whole existence of ours, if it is not for others, it is actually useless. If such a low living entity is using all his life for that, that's why it is said, in the Bhagavatam, yo adhruve natmana natha na dharmam na yashapuman iheta bhut daya sa shocheya sthavare rapi. Adhruve means impermanent, dhruva means permanent. So this permanent body, impermanent body, sorry, if it is not used for the higher cause, na dharmam, it is not used for religious activities, it is not used for the welfare of others, iheta bhut daya, dusro pe daya dikhane ke liye iska prayog nahi kiya. If we don't use it for showing mercy on others, then what happens? Sa shochya sthavare rapi. That even the sthavar, those are the immovable living entities, trees, they also feel pity on such people. So that is the whole thing, and actually that's what the message of all the scriptures. Even the Bhagavad Gita, when it starts, actually when Krishna starts speaking, basically in the third chapter, second chapter, he gave the full summary. The whole idea is actually to become detached from one's own fruits. And in the second chapter also, Krishna again and again telling Arjuna to come out of his lamenting stage. Na tvam shochitum arhasi. If we count that phrase in the 11 to 30, that section, it comes so many times. Na tvam shochitum arhasi. Don't lament. Because lamentation is actually too much of self-absorption, and person is just keep lamenting, you know, this is what happening to me, this is what happened to me. So then where is the time to think about others? And the clue we get that if we really want to come out of this stage also, so then we have to really think about others, you know. Like once I was really very much in self-absorption. Most of the time I'm there, but that time too much thickness was there. So one of the senior devotees told me that very close well-wisher, that Prabhu, just go to somebody whom you feel he is in need of something and just spend some time with him. And I tried to do that and I came out of that. So this is actually the way which Shastras are talking about it. Although sometimes examples are very high, very lofty, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas at the age of 24. Six Goswamis giving up everything, tyaktva turna mishesha mandal pati shrenim sada tuchvat bhutva adhina ganeshako karunaya kopina kanthashrito. That they were living the lives of great ministers and the jamidars and everything, but they gave up everything just for the welfare of others, and they adopted this simple life so that they have time for helping others. So simple life in itself is not a very glorious thing. That too, even like trees are living that way. And they are having much better life than human being who is completely self-absorbed. So simple life has a meaning when that simple life is being used for the welfare of others. And That's why Prabhupada writes in his purports, he says that everyone with materially comfortable condition in this world should join Krishna consciousness movement to elevate the fallen souls. Because those who are already too much in misery, you know, like they don't have, they need some help. And sometimes what happens is those who are comfortable, two things are there. One is like they can become attached to their comforts too much and they will not come out of it. And second thing is, they are the only people who can really help others because their basic needs are taken care of. That's why Krishna says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that those who already have progressed on the path of spirituality, they take birth where, you know, all the basic needs are met. So it's rather more important for those who are in comfortable situation to be selfless than they are already too much struggling and suffering with the basic needs. So that is why we need to check that instead of worrying and wasting too much time for temporary bodily comforts, which are anyway going to go away, although we need some basic comforts, basic needs, if we can use some of them in the service of others, then it will be glorious. That is the only thing which will come with us, you know. Like from investment point of view, if somebody knows that this particular stock market, this particular share or this particular company is going to, you know, go down, nobody is going to invest in it, this company. Person will always look for something where he is going to get more returns, more and more returns. So this body, 100% this stock or this share is going to go down. So intelligence thing is that whatever is impermanent we have, if we use that impermanent thing to get the permanent thing. That's why astoma sadgame, you know. And then this is why it is said that use the, you know, go from asat to sat, impermanent to permanent. And how we can go? We can use the thorn, you know, to take out the thorn. We can use the same impermanent body, same impermanent world, same impermanent relationships, to get the permanent body, permanent relationships and permanent dham actually. But how it happens? It happens only when we learn to live for the benefit of others. Because without living for benefit of others, as the trees are showing here, person cannot be even considered a normal human being, you know, kind of, because civilized human being you can say. Like recently one devotee was sharing this wonderful incident, which happened like long back in one of the a special kind of Olympics for physically challenged people. And there were some 9 participants. And it was a 100-yard, race or walk or whatever for them. And they started, you know, after they shoot the gun. And these children started, maybe little grown-up people. So they started, and one of the child, he fell down, stumbled because they were physically challenged. So immediately one girl turned towards him and bowed down, kneeled down and kissed him. He said, now you feel better. And other also came, 7 of them. And 9 of them, all of them hold hands of each other and walked up to the line, the winning line. And the whole stadium, which was filled with thousands of people, they all stood up. And they were clapping for minutes together, you know. And the people who were there physically present, even now they remember that incident. That it's not in life that always we have to be in front, always we have to win. Sometimes it is much better to slow down and help somebody, to take him along with us. And that's what we carry all the time. If we look back in our life also, there will be many successes, many failures, and many incidents where somebody has helped us and we have helped somebody. So we can see very clearly those moments will be very much in front of our eyes. You know, those moments were really very cherishable. Because this is what life is actually. But for this kind of selfless sacrifice, as I have been hearing from many devotees, it requires preparation. Because we cannot do selfless sacrifice without preparation. Everything requires preparation. You know, like when mother is preparing a child, then actually child can do some selfless sacrifice later on. If child is not getting enough affection, enough support, enough attention, enough education, then how he can help, you know, others in future. Similarly, a teacher, a guru, how much investment he is doing in the child and the student, and whether that investment has been done, you know, completely selfish life, first 10, 20, 25 years, But then when it is done completely, but actually if you carefully analyze, the Gurukula system was not even completely selfish also. The children would live with their gurus, and from the beginning the life of sacrifice was taught to them. Like they were told they have to go out and beg, and after begging also they can't keep everything with them. They have to come and give everything to guru. And then all of them will cook together and they will eat together, you know. So from the childhood this kind of things were there. So the point is that only when king decides to live for citizens, then citizens have some, you know, bright future. When mother decides to live for the child, then child has a future. When teacher decides to live for the student, then student has a future. So that's how the world has been designed, that we live for others and we give as we receive. So, and especially when person become more and more high in the society, then his sacrifice become more and more. You know, like especially the people like kings, like Lord Ramchandra, he sacrificed his private life for the public opinion. He even banished Sita, which was very painful to his heart. So this kind of things we can see, and it comes again and again in the scriptures actually, that how a simple life, basically, when we minimize our needs, and the purpose of minimizing our needs is not just to show that how simple I am living, it's because I can have more time to serve others, actually. That is the whole idea. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like yesterday was Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day, and it's very wonderful pastime in Jagannath Puri, and recently we were in Jagannath Puri also, that when Sanatana Goswami actually started feeling very bad about himself, about his own body. And he was there in Mathura, and actually he was coming to meet Lord Chaitanya through the Jharkhand forest, and there he developed some disease, skin disease. And all over his body, these, boils, you know, the boils came, and the pus was oozing out. So he said, what is the use of my body now, you know, I can't serve Lord, I cannot come anybody in contact, and he was very much feeling low, kind of, you know. Like these great souls also sometime, they come to the consciousness of like all of us, little bit to show, okay. Now his consciousness may be very high that time also, but that's what I can understand little bit, okay, how in our life also if we feel no, then we feel, you know, I can't do anything now. So he thought, okay, now anyway I have to go to Puri now, I can't go back. I'll just see Jagannath during a theatra and then give up my body under the Rath cart. So with this thought, he comes to Jagannath Puri, and he already decided, I will not go near Jagannath temple, I will not go near Gambhira also, which is very close to Jagannath temple, I don't want to contaminate anybody, I will just remain aloof. So directly he went to the hut of Haridas Thakur, Siddh Bakula. And there he started staying with Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur became very happy, and he said, oh, please come, they embrace each other, and he said, Lord Chaitanya is going to come in short time, so please wait. And very soon Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he bowed down, he put his dandavat pranam, and then immediately Lord Chaitanya ran to him to embrace him. And then Sanatana Goswami said, very nice verses, some of them I will read, at least for my pleasure. Morena chuya prabhu palo tomara paaye, eka nicha jati adhama ara kandu rasa gaaye. Don't please, please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. First of all, I am Nicha Jati, you know. Adhama, I am from very lower caste. He is from very high caste, Saraswat Brahman family. But still he is considering low caste because he associated with lower caste people. And then on top of that, all this pus is oozing out of me. So please, please don't touch me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcefully embraced him, you know. And all the pus was there, you know, smeared on the transcendental body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he said, and then he asked, how are you, how everything? And then he said very, with lot of humility, Parama Mangala Dekhunu Charane. Because I have taken the darshan of your auspicious lotus feet, now everything is very auspicious. So this is what we learn actually, that no matter how much difficulty we are in, no matter how much trouble we are in, if we have the fortune, have darshan of the Lord, if we have the fortune of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if we have the fortune of hearing Krishna Katha, then everything is auspicious. Because ultimately, the things of this world, even if it is good today, tomorrow it may not be good. This is all temporary. I remember very clearly once in one lecture, His Holiness Radha Swami was saying that only auspiciousness is Krishna consciousness. Only auspiciousness is holy name. When Krishna is there into picture, then inauspicious things are also auspicious. Like Parikshit Maharaj got curse to die in 7 days. It's a very inauspicious thing from a material point of view. You're going to lose the king of the world. The family members are thinking we're going to lose our own leader. But the same most inauspicious thing is actually becoming most auspicious thing because he is completely getting absorbed into the Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he said, actually we are from low family and still you have accepted us as your servant and it is your mercy. And this is what our great fortune. Ye vamshera upare tumara hai kripalesh. On whichever vamsha, on whichever family, your mercy come down. Sakala mangala tahe khanda sab klesh. So what happens to that family? All the klesh, all the miseries, they are destroyed, they are gone away. That is the only thing which is there in the life. So then Lord Chaitanya became very happy, very pleased seeing both of them together, Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami. This is one of the greatest pleasure for Lord and his devotees. The devotees are together and living happily. So he said, now you live together here. And what do? Just relish holy name. Just relish Krishna Katha. Because you like to do that. And that will be the wonderful thing. And every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and personally would bring Krishna Prasadam for both of them. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and then he would come regularly. But Sanatan Goswami is carrying this thought in his mind. What is that thought? That I'll give up this body. It is useless. It is not going to be used for anybody. So one day Lord Chaitanya came and he started speaking to Sanatan Goswami. He said, Sanatan, dehe tyage Krishna yadi paaye, koti dehe kshane ka tabe chhadite paaye. If by giving up the body I can get Krishna, that at this moment I am ready to give crores and millions and billions of bodies if I can get Krishna. That's not possible. By giving a body you can get Krishna. Deha tyage Krishna na pai, pai bhajane. Not by giving up the body, by bhajan. Krishna praptir upaye kona nahi bhakti vine. Without bhakti, without devotional service, we cannot get Krishna. So whichever condition we are, whether body is bad or body is good, financial situation is bad or financial situation is good, family situation is good or family situation is bad. Although I'm not saying that we should not strive for them, we can always strive to make things better, just to make things little more comfortable and peaceful. But even after trying everything, if things are going wrong, like in the Sanatan Goswami's case, like he's helpless about all the boils coming out of his body, pus is coming out of his body. So instead of focusing on this, that what is happening to this body, what is happening to this body, Krishna is saying, don't worry about it. Dehe tyagida yadi sab tamo dharma, tamo rajo dharme, krishnera na paye marma. This thought of giving up the body is actually tamo dharma. It's actually coming from tamo guna. So this is what the point is, that tamo guna and rajo guna is too much increasing in today's time, and that is why people are becoming more and more self-absorbed. There is hardly any thought of helping anybody without getting anything in return. Hardly any thought comes into our mind. You know, even as a devotee, many times we are so calculative that, oh, I'm investing into this person, I'm investing in that person, and what I'm going to get out of it. And then always the whole life is just going like that only. Because this thought of doing selfless service actually begins when we start coming gradually to Satuguna platform. Only in the Satuguna platform we can actually think of others, we can do something for others. And because there is hardly any training from childhood to live for others, but how it is possible that suddenly by coming into the society of devotees we start living for others? It's challenging to our conditionings. But this is a way that we start doing even little things without worrying that what I am going to get out of it, even if it is like somebody is going to chant 16 rounds or not, you know, then actually we can go into that direction. Otherwise it will be too fruitive. So that's what Lord Chaitanya is saying, that tamo rajo dharme Krishna ra na paye marme. If we are too much absorbed into rajogun and tamogun, they will not get. Too much self-absorption will be there. So suicide and complete enjoyment, both are self-absorption. So he's saying, don't worry about it so much. Bhakti vina Krishna kabhu na paye pramodaya. Without bhakti, nobody has achieved pramodaya, prema, love of God. And measures like suicide are like sins. They're papa. नीच जाति न है कृष्णा भजन अयोग्या सतकुल विप्रना है भजने रा योग्या. इवन इफ समबडी इज फ्रॉम नीच जाति लोअर कास्ट ही इज नॉट अयोग्या ही इज नॉट डिस्क्वालिफाइड टू परफॉर्म भक्ति एंड इट इज ऑल्सो नॉट ट्रू दैट समबडी इज फ्रॉम हाई कास्ट एरिस्टोक्रेटिक ब्राह्मण देन ही विल डू भक्ति. देर इज नो गारंटी. ऑल्दो इट मे एड टू इट इफ समबडी हैज अ गुड कल्चर गुड संस्कार हैज डेफिनेटली इट विल सपोर्ट हिम. But it's not, definitely it will happen. So that's what Lord Chaitanya's message was to Sanatan Goswami. And then Lord Chaitanya started glorifying the glories of ninefold devotional service, Navvidha Bhakti, and among the Navvidha Bhakti, Tara Madhya Sarvasesta, Nama Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan. So after hearing all this, actually then Sanatan Goswami actually fell down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, I am like your, you know, wooden doll, you can make me dance whatever you want me to dance, but I am so fallen. Again he is talking the same thing. He is saying, Pamaraso, Neech adhama pamara moi pamara sobhav, more jiyale tumara kibe habe labh. That I am so fallen, I am so useless, I am so wretched, ki what you will gain out of me, you know. So sometimes we think, you know, like too much about us, and we think it is humility, but actually, you know, it's really opposite. So he said, what you will make out of me? But that is not our problem. Lord Chaitanya here shows that is not your problem. What will I, how will I use it? That is my problem. Because tumara deha mora nijadhana. You have given your body to me. Now first of all, all of our body belongs to Krishna. So it's not that we have to formally give it to him. But at the time of Diksha, we actually give our body to Guru and Krishna. So it is their problem, how will they use it, you know. Now somebody will think, no, but they are not using it properly, you know, I am not being used properly. And then once Radha Gopinath was sharing me with this example, when I am again in the low consciousness, he said, we should see this fire extinguisher. This fire extinguisher is always lying in one corner. January, February, March, April. And if the housekeeping and maintenance people think, then kya ye pada sadara either, you know, we'll take it out. The moment you take it out and there's some fire accident take place, then, you know, it's lost everything. So we cannot take it out. It's actually, everything has its use. And everything has its use and Lord will decide when it will be used. So the point Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that instead of becoming too much absorbed that whether you will use this body or not, you will use the body. You have already given this body to me. Tumara sharira mora paradhana sadhana e sharira sadhima amu bahu puryojana. That many, many things I am going to accomplish by this body of yours. So Lord is going to use our body whatever way He wants to use it. Why we should decide that this is how it should be used, this is how it should happen. Then all problem will come. Although, I am also going through the similar situations, but actually we are getting the glimpse from the scriptures, what Lord Chaitanya is dealing with his devotees, you know, and his devotees are exhibiting these pastimes on our behalf. And he very clearly gave the whole mission in great detail to Sanatan. He said, you shall have to ascertain the basic principles of a devotee, devotional service, love of God, Vaishnav duties, and Vaishnav characteristics. It's like a whole thing. And then he said, you will also have to explain Krishna's devotional service, establish centers for cultivation of love of Krishna, excavate lost places of pilgrimage, and teach people how to adopt the renounced order. And Mathura and Vrindavan are very dear to me, and I have to preach at that place, and I am sitting on the order of my mother at Jagannath Puri, I can't go there. And all these things I have to accomplish through you. So many times what happens, if we become too much only worrying about ourselves, then the very wonderful opportunity which is going to come in future, we may lose it, you know. If that time Sanatan Goswami or like somebody like in that situation, leave that place, you know, like that connection with Lord or that connection with devotee, and Lord and devotees are thinking, you know, that now we are going to give him something. then he lose that opportunity. So eta sava karma yami ye dehe karimu taha chhadite chaha tumi kemane sahimu. That how can we tolerate that you want to give up this body? And then actually our Sanatana Goswami said, I'm completely surrendering unto you. Whatever way you want to use me. Whatever way you want me to dance, I will dance. Keche nache, keba na chaye, sahe nahi jane. You know. Same thing Prabhupada was saying when he went to Boston Harbor, America, that whatever way you want me to dance, I will dance. Now, this appears to be, you know, very high platform. This appears to be very lofty things, you know. How can I completely surrender myself to Lord, you know, if you use me in this way, that way. So, actually, I was hearing one lecture of Hridayananda Das Goswami Maharaj. So, he was saying that this surrender word doesn't actually translate prapadye. Surrender word cannot be translated, prapadye cannot be translated into surrender, because surrender is a very kind of a threatening word. Surrender means everything, you know. So that's why sometimes we have some experience also. Surrender means, you know, like you just give up everything and another person is just torturing you. You know? Another person can do anything with you then. And sometimes devotees have some better experiences, you know, like kind of somebody is after them and making them do something like that. In a very joking way he said, Krishna is not like your so-called temple commander of the temple who is after your life. Krishna is a very loving person who actually understands your needs, and he actually will definitely reciprocate the way you approach him. You know, prapadya means the way we approach him. Ye yatha mam prapadya, tam stateva bhajamyam. So no need to be so scared that if I surrender, what will Krishna do? Aisa to nahi mujhe sadak pe laake khada kar dega. You know, he may do that also. He will do only when we are qualified for it and when we are ready for it. So anyway. So this is the very nice, wonderful pastime which I always try to, you know, kind of think about it, that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so loving to his devotees, that later on this pastime is very long, that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually says that, you know, he embraces and his whole body become golden and all that. And later on it happens. So another thing which I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I want to share, is that how devotee continues in any situation, that is the point. And he continues for the pleasure of Lord, for the pleasure of devotees, and if not that high platform, at least he continues as his duty, you know. So even if person is feeling very low, like Sanatana Goswami was feeling, what can I do for him, what can I do for the Lord, so we have to at least console ourselves that even if I am not able to please Lord a lot, even I am not able to please the devotees a lot, at least this is my duty. I have to continue. There is no other option for me. Because if I don't do, then I will fall back. So beautiful example is Vritrasur in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's such a striking personality. In fact, Vritrasur is the character of Bhagavatam, which is glorified in another Puranas. Bhagavatam is glorified in other Puranas in reference to Vritrasur. The Puran where Vritrasur pastime is given, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that Srimad Bhagavatam has been glorified. So how important this character is, Vritrasur. That Vritrasur, if we read, when he was fighting with Indra, now there actually Indra is acting a kind of demon and Vritrasur is acting a pure devotee. Demon and devotee means what? Who has more faith in Lord. Now Indra is having thunderbolt empowered by Vishnu, made out of bones of Dadichi, you know, and still he's losing faith in it. When Indra threw the club, first he threw the club. He had a thunderbolt, but he threw the club. And Vritrasur held it. And with the same club, he attacked the Aravat. So now Indra fell down, he became completely scared. And then he was scared to throw now thunderbolt also. So Vritrasur saying that you throw this thunderbolt, it is meant to kill me. Lord Vishnu has given this. But Indra is thinking, like Vritrasur has caught hold of club, if he also caught hold of thunderbolt also, then what will happen? And he is forgetting completely that he is given by the Lord. So later on he actually get motivated, you know. Vritrasur literally gives kind of Bhagavad Gita lectures over there. Like Arjuna had lost all the hope on battlefield of Kurukshetra. Similarly, Arjuna was not able to pick up his thunderbolt. So Vritrasur kind of took the role of Krishna and he motivated him to took the thunderbolt. Then with that thunderbolt, he cut one hand of Vritrasura. Now one hand is cut, still Vritrasura is fighting. Now Indra again cut the second hand. Now also Vritrasura is fighting. One hand is cut, two hands are cut. Now still his mouth is there. He swallows Indra inside. So this is a very amazing thing, that how Vritrasura is teaching us that we should not worry, you know, what is the outcome. In this situation, as a Kshatriya, in this situation, in the battlefield, I need to fight. And he's again motivating him. He's saying, O king of demigods, since I am standing before you, why don't you hurl your thunderbolt at me? Although your attack upon me with your club was certainly useless, like a request of money from miser, the thunderbolt you carry will not be useless. You know, so like that he was again and again requesting him, motivating him, you please kill me, you please, you know, attack at me, and like that. And then he said, thunderbolt you carry will kill me, because it is invested by all those which I told you just now, the power of Vishnu and the Dichimuni's bones. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, actually nice commentary, Indra's consciousness was, Vritrasura is cheating me. He will make the thunderbolt useless by displaying his powers and again attack me. You know, so much fear and again insecurity and again anxiety is coming, you know, too much self-absorption. And Vritrasura is saying, do not think that I will do this. Hear about my determination of mind. Just as my Lord Sankarsan has said, fixing my mind on his lotus feet, I will attain the destination of the yogis. My body, which is a material noose, should be cut by the force of your thunderbolt. I have renounced the wealth of the three worlds. So he was waiting. And he was saying that actually, he said that those who are surrendered to the Lord, they have taken the shelter of the Lord. Lord recognizes them as his own parshad. And those who are... And Lord never bestows upon such persons the brilliant opulences of upper, lower and middle planetary system. But when one possesses material opulences, then what happens? His enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride, all these things increases. So indirectly he was saying, Indra, that actually I don't want any of these things. So Krishna is not going to put me on that situation. So don't worry that I am going to win. You are only going to win. So Krishna will reciprocate with you by giving you kingdom, and Krishna will reciprocate with me by giving me his spiritual world. Yetha mam prapadyante tam satyave bhajamyaham. You know. So like in this verse, Acharya gives the commentary, Yetha mam prapadyante, that if somebody approaches Krishna thinking Krishna's body to be transcendental, then he will get a transcendental body. Somebody approaches Krishna thinking Krishna's body to be material, then he will be destined to suffer birth after birth in this world to get more and more material body. And somebody approaches Krishna for some material benefit, then Krishna will give them some material benefit. But the result of those material benefit will definitely, what will be there? Anxieties, enmities, and so many other things will be there. Like Indra is always in anxiety. So anyway, the talk goes on, and when even after talking so much, Indra is not attacking at him, so now Vritrasura is becoming little restless. This person going to kill me or not? Because I am going to meditate on you and leave this body. And then he started praying Lord Krishna. He said, I don't know whether this person is going to kill me or not, but you take me back now, my Lord. I don't want to be in this world. Bahut ho gaya. And he says this beautiful prayer, Aham hare tava paade kamulam, dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya, manah smareta supater gunamse, Ganita vak karma karotu kaya. He says that may I again become the servant of the servant of your servant, you know. May I again achieve the lotus feet of yours, you know. Aham hare tava padeka mulam. Will I achieve the lotus feet of yours? Will I become the servant of your servant? And will I again be able to glorify, you know, engage in the loving service of yours? Glorify your attributes? So he just started thinking all that. And then he confirms his, I don't want na naak prastha, na chapar mestyam, you know. I don't want dhruvloka, I don't want planets of Brahma or heaven. I don't want liberation, I don't want to rule Brahmaloka, I don't want to rule earthly planet. And he really confirms, he's, you know, again reconfirming. And I want to give up, if I have to give up your lotus feet, that is the point. This is the important point. If I have to give up your lotus feet. But if you want me to be here, I can be here, having your lotus feet in my heart. And then, this analogy which he gives, it is very wonderful actually. This is very pleasing to the heart. That how it gives the idea, which I am going to explain now, that how a devotee always aspire to increase his service. Always want to become more and more selfless, as much as possible within his capacity. So first he gives the example of a bird. Bird child. Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga. He says, when the bird has gone in the morning to find some food for the children, then the small children of the birds, they are baby birds, they are sitting in the nest. And you know, they are completely helpless. Because they cannot come out of the nest, because they have no grown up wings, and they are hungry since morning. And as soon as there is some, you know, kind of little bit waving of the leaves, then they think maybe mother has come, they'll immediately take their, you know, eyes out and they look, well, mother has come. And sometimes the owl is shouting, they get too scared, too much in anxiety. But they are always waiting for Krishna to come, for their mother to come. Like that, he is saying, I am waiting for you to come. But then he says, no, this analogy is not complete, you know. It has something, too much selfishness here. Because birds, baby birds are always looking something from the bird, you know. Which bird is going to get something from outside. So he comes up with second analogy. He said, istanyam yatha vatsara shudartha. Like calves, small calves, they are tied with ropes, whole day anxiously waiting for mothers to come back. And as soon as mother comes, all the calves run towards mother. So this is, you know, also great attraction. Now, you know, in cities we don't have this experience, how the bird's children are waiting for their mother, or how cows are running towards the cow. But actually it's a great force they run. So that's how he's saying, let my mind also run towards you. But then he said, no, still there is some problem here. Because baby calves also wanting something from cow, it is better than the previous analogy, because at least they are asking something from mother, what mother has. Then he comes up with third one. And that gives him complete satisfaction. Priyam priyeva vishitum vishanna. Like a moro's wife whose husband has been away home for long time, and she has been waiting for his return. And she's just waiting that when he will come and I will satisfy him. I will just serve him. So that's what, you know, that's the point. The devotee always looks for that how he can increase to offer better and better and better, you know. And like 25th anniversary of our Radha Gopinath deity coming to our temple, or Lord appearing to our temple, or Lord appearing in this area, the main theme I could see in that whole program, that we could see that how devotees are always aspiring to offer better and better and better. Like in Mayapur temple also, when Jananivas Puvi started the worship of Radha Madhav, I think the whole day budget was 5 rupees or something. And they would offer just some sweets to Radha Madhav, you know, 2-3 times in a day. So that's how the things started, from a very small thing. And Prabhupada also started with a very small thing. And that's how, you know, and just because devotees have desires, so Krishna reciprocates. Krishna reciprocates with the desires of devotees. The only thing we need is actually desire. And this desire to serve others, this desire to serve Lord, this desire to give something what we have, you know. Bhakti Tirtha Swami was talking about empowerment. Amazing concept, which I really liked. He said, be bold in knowing that Krishna has no favorites. Be bold in knowing that Krishna has no favorites and he can empower anyone. Now the next question comes, who will be that anyone, you know? If he has no favorites, but still that anyone will be chosen, then he gives the qualification. He says, when one's desire, compassion and desire to facilitate is greater than one's adhikar, that our capacity is very small, our adhikar is very small, but desire is too big, it's overwhelming, that I want to do something, you know. Compassion is overwhelming to help others. Then what happens? Seeing that, Krishna gives additional strength and endowment. And he gives the example of a person who wants to start a business, but he is lacking some capital. And some of his well-wisher who has confidence in him, seeing his enthusiasm and capacity may be less, capital is less, he understands that this person situation is quite feasible and he supplies sufficient capital. And that person starts working on it with the capital of another person. So similarly, Krishna empowers his devotees or anybody who develops this intense desire to come out of his zone and doing little to others, you know. And Bhaktivedanta Swami also started saying about himself that this is what my life was. I was doing many extreme things in my life, but I would be seeing that how it was happening, I myself didn't know, but I would be praying to the Lord and Lord was, you know, somehow giving me the capital, you know, which I was not having on my own. So this is what, you know, like the point is that if we can somehow continue in our devotional service and pray to the Lord and increase our desire, basically, so that Krishna will reciprocate with the desire and devotees will reciprocate. Just one more thing, last, Bhurjan Prabhu actually was sharing this in, actually I think in his book, and he was saying that when they were struggling in Hong Kong, and he was you know, trying to preach alone, and then, what was the name, Mataji? Jagatani Mataji, her name was before some name, I don't remember, Jen or something, Jen. So she was sent and they got married and they were struggling like anything to preach over there. It was really one of the toughest time. And just they were trying to struggle. And later on, actually, Bhurjan Prabhu writes that years later, when even Prabhupada left the planet, Subhag Maharaj shared this with them. And he said, I had just joined the ISKCON and Subhag Maharaj was in England and he was sitting with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was in deep thought and suddenly a tear glided down from his cheek, from his eyes to the cheek. And repeatedly, you know, after several minutes, then Subhag Maharaj, you know, took a courage to ask Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, what you were thinking that made you cry? And Prabhupada said, you know, I was thinking of my two disciples in Hong Kong who had sacrificed everything for me and are suffering so much to please me. So actually, Lord and his devotees, they are actually making note of our small toddler attempts. And they are also offering their prayers, they are also offering, you know, their concerns for our welfare, and we will achieve their mercy also if we continue to somehow taking inspiration from these trees, that at least if not much, if little bit I can offer, little bit I can offer, and we can do only by the blessings of the Vaishnavas. So please give me also your blessings to continue. Thank you. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki. I do not have any questions.